they addressed it from a cultural perspective. First, when they developed this program, they worked out what was culturally right, and then they took the Western medicines, like, you know, things like cognitive behavior therapy, and added that in. They didn't start from the other way of starting with the Western medicine and sort of bolting on some cultural stuff. And the program, the Canadian government recently did a evaluation of his program, and they talk about, you know, something like 87% of non-reoffending. So you'd have to look at something like that and say, that works. So what? How can we apply that sort of learnings here in Australia?
How would it work in a practical level? Like, what exactly would you do to implement that sort of program?
Oh, well, first of all, they have a great relationship over there with the prisons, and we'd have to establish the same sort of relationship here and have it implemented in the prison system, you know. So that's the first thing. We'd have to build it. You just can't pick things up and plonk them in another country. So we'd have to work out what would need to be done in Australia to take the same approach, and then take it from there. So it's really building it. The way they've done it there has actually come from a cultural perspective in the first place, rather than a Western medicine perspective.
Can you explain what you mean by that, though, coming from a cultural perspective?
They take people back through, you know, the learnings of, they have elders who participate and run the sessions. It's not run by professional trainers. The elders group over there run the sessions, and they have around their culture. There's a lot of culture being lost, so they're rebirthing people into their culture. So it's a learnings that they have from their... It's a Cree culture they have over there. So there's sweat lodges, there's smudging ceremonies, there's smoking ceremonies. They build a whole lot of things around time to talk their things through. They have the big circle in their culture. The circle learning is very important. That's how kids go from youth to adults through the circle learnings, and they use the smoking ceremonies with tobacco and all that. So they start from a healing perspective. They say that we've got to heal these people, and the fact that they take a view that everyone was born innocent, everyone was born perfect, something happened to them to turn them into these people who ended up being really violent offenders. So they go back and talk about what happened in their childhood. And some of the things I've looked at, there's issues of abandonment, of abuse and all of that. And you know, there's a lot of evidence around that talks about people who are abused turning into perpetrators eventually. So people just understand where they came from and what happened to them to turn them into these offenders. And then once you know that, the theory is that you can address the issues that they're facing then.
What are the chances of getting a program like that, even just one-off, you know, pilot program like that, up in a prison in Australia these days?
Oh, look, I'm fairly confident. People in the Northern Territory, the head of the Northern Territory prisons up there, is very interested in taking this approach. And as a matter of fact, he's been in contact with us a fair bit over the last couple of years, and has already introduced a program of elders visiting prisoners and talking with prisoners. So I think once we get the evidence to show that it works and look at adapting it to Australia, I think people would want to take it up.
One of the things we're dealing with as a development in the prison world these days is that prisons are increasingly being privatised. Is that a problem from your point of view?
We haven't really thought about that. We'd work with anyone, you know. We try to have partners with us. Yesterday was the first step in our research process. By having people from prisons there yesterday, they become our advocates. They become the people who will help design the research project, and most times take part in the research itself. So we'll work with anyone.